is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Boy, do I feel like a rant with everything that's happening, not just in America, but around the world, particularly in white, westernized countries. Yeah, Australia, the UK, Scotland. Yeah, how is it that all of these places are suffering from the exact same thing at the exact same time? You cannot tell me that this is not something that the powers that be decided to drop into the matrix called normal civilian life. Mm-mm. Nope, nope, nope. Convince all the good police around the world to eventually leave the police force, and what do you got? A whole bunch of yes men. I find it absolutely astonishing that you have, quote unquote, people in the news, because we all know that they're nothing more than media puppets, talking about DC and Chicago and Trump deploying the National Guard and federalizing the police in those areas, because crime is so rampant, so out of control, that the normal police cannot handle it. And the fact that more than likely these people in these democratic places were cooking their books when it comes to crime, that they want to say, oh my God, this is like 1930s Germany. Yeah, you can do the math from that. But I was going to name this video how the white liberal guilt complex is destroying the world. However, if I would have just left it at white guilt, I would have been more focused on America. But no. This is a problem that is world damn wide. So no, it's not the white guilt complex. It's something even more insidious that black people should have definitely caught on to long ago. But unfortunately, nope, far, and I mean far, too many black people are going right along with the liberal agenda. Boy, I tell you, Malcolm X must be doing backflips in his grave, because as you all know, he actually put out a warning to black America about the white liberal. Now, he talked about the white conservative too, but he was mainly focused on the white liberal, the fox versus the wolf conversation. Absolutely brilliant. But yeah, absolutely despicable. Every time liberals talk about crime, they always want to point out that whatever enforcement is happening to black and brown people. That right there, that phrase in itself is absolutely despicable. You would think black people and brown people would be offended by that. They're saying, oh, it's only black and brown people that commit so much crime. No, white people don't commit crime. Asian people don't commit crime. Anybody that is not black and brown, they don't commit such crimes in America. And you know why that is, right? Well, because black and brown people represent the bottom of the economic ladder. So they're more inclined to commit crime, according to liberals. But then, even when someone tries to tell black people this, the first thing that they do is they jump behind black liberal women and weak black men. Yeah. Once again, Malcolm X thoroughly explained all of that. So, insofar as the white guilt complex, the liberal white guilt complex, no, no. What I said earlier, it's more insidious. It's literally a white savior complex that is destroying the world. Yeah, the liberal white savior complex. Oh, we're going to do all of these things. Oh, these migrants are welcome. Blah, 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 blah. However, one has to ask the true question. Why is it that these countries are allowing so much immigration? Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you the true answer. It is because of feminism and women voting this in. That's right. Liberal white women and weak liberal white men. Boy, I tell you, I despise liberals. I truly do. And especially living in Cuckafornia for so long, liberal ground zero. Yeah, I don't even talk to a lot of people anymore. I despise these liberals out here. I truly do. But, hey, every day that passes is a day less that I have to remain here. That's right, gentlemen. Slowly but surely, my days in Cuckafornia are coming to an end. Yep. Yep. One day I'm moving back to my home state, which is a red state. And I cannot be happier. Now, of course, all the trade-offs that I'm going to have to give in order to go back to my hometown, my home state, I'm willing to accept those trade-offs. Not a lot of Asian massage parlors, not a lot of good-looking women, but you know what? It doesn't matter how good-looking women are. They are absolutely insufferable. The overwhelming majority in this day and age. Now, yes, there are some decent women out there. There's some good women out there, but that's just too far and few between. Mm-mm. Nah, nah, nah. Besides, I'm in my 50s. I'm done with the whole chasing women and all that stuff. Nope, nope, nope. Mm-mm. I ain't got time for it. I ain't got the patience for it. And besides, if a woman disrespected me, she is out of my life, period, point blank. Yeah, gentlemen. Nope, nope, nope. But yeah, you cannot tell me that we are not living in peak clown world, where the authorities would go after a young girl who literally decided, you know what? I'm going to pull out a blade and an axe because these creepy migrants are filming me, are harassing me. They didn't go after the migrants at all. They went after the girls. You would think, hey, wait a minute. This is hands off. You're talking about children here. But nope. And of course, in the UK, you have migrant grooming gangs running around. But yet, the men over there, the men, I can understand why they are not stepping up to the plate. Look no further than the American in Germany who tried to step up, be a white knight, and he ended up getting his face slashed for it. Now, of course, there's part of me that says, mind your own damn business, especially if you're in a foreign country. The whole white knightery thing, that does not work. Now, there's also part of me that says, you know what? I can still understand why he did what he did. But, gentlemen, do not put yourself in a compromised position. Don't do it. Because as Joker covered that article, not once did he mention that the women actually stayed there and tried to help him. That's always the key, gentlemen. Even if you put your life at risk, the women are not going to stay there to actually help you. They're not. They're going to leave. Now, of course, you have people over here. I honestly say, more than likely, time is running out. And what do I mean by that? People are going to get so fed up with this lack of enforcement that they're going to take matters into their own hands. You will have vigilantism start to rise in these countries. Because the police, like I said, they've been reduced to nothing but puppets for the state. You cannot deny that. There's still some good cops here in America, but unfortunately, Charlie 19 wiped a lot of them out. Yeah, a lot of them became, hey, I'm just a foot soldier following orders. Yeah, that's not going to last. It is not going to last. But yeah, eventually, the citizenry are going to have enough. Yeah. Enough of the bullshit. You have literal treason that is being demonstrated, especially here in America. Look no further than LA. Look no further than California, the entire state. Karen Bass. Oh, we're gonna give money to illegals that are burning American flags. And thank you, Trump, for signing that executive order saying if you burn an American flag, you go to prison for a year. Thank you. I think that is absolutely wonderful. It's wonderful. But yeah, we have literal open treason from elected officials. Honestly, yeah, they need to be arrested. They need to be made an example of. Desperate times are calling for desperate measures. Or should I say, extreme times are calling for extreme measures. Especially in the case of these YNs running around terrorizing the neighborhood. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you thought I wasn't going to talk about them, nah. Those YNs running around, they want to act like savage wild animals. In my humble opinion, they should be put down like savage wild animals. No more jail, no more bail, no more nothing. You want to be a YN? You want to be a shooter? Okay, violence is what you understand. Violence is what you should receive. Yeah. Notice, these YNs are running around in all these democratic areas where the citizenry cannot arm themselves. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I truly wish that the gun laws were truly relaxed to where people could actually police themselves. An armed society is a polite society. That's why these YNs are running around terrorizing everybody, because they know that the law-abiding citizens don't have weaponry. However, if that were to change, these YNs, yeah, they'd stop running around terrorizing people. Because if they knew that everybody else was armed, yeah, they think twice before committing crimes. But as we all know, that is also part of the liberal agenda. Disarm the population, keep them dependent on you, keep them in a state of constant fear. And we all see the black residents who say, no, we want Trump here. We want the National Guard here. We want law and order here. We want to be able to walk down the street and be safe in our own neighborhoods, not have to look over our damn shoulder every damn day. Yet you have incompetent liberal mayors like Brandon Johnson who refused to answer a simple fucking question. Would 5,000 more police be a good thing for Chicago? We just need resources. We need affordable housing. We need resources. Ah, yes, we need more government money. That way we can pilfer and it goes into our pockets, not be used to actually help the everyday law-abiding citizen. Get the absolute hell out of here. Get out of here. No, no. See, if I was in charge, if I had my way, and if I had omnipotent godlike power, what I would do, I would wall off all liberal areas. Wall them off. Pull the police out. Put all liberals in. And let it be what it is. Because these white liberals that love to get out and push blackface, you know, black women and weak black men in front of them, they don't live in these war zones. So they want to talk about, oh, crime is not bad, this, that, and the other, because they know they can go off and live in their gated communities and continue to let crime in black communities continue to skyrocket. You've got to be absolutely insane at this point to be so anti-Trump that you become literally pro-crime. Let me say that one more again. These people have such Trump derangement to where Trump could literally rescue an entire maternity ward of newborn children, then find the cure to cancer, that they would still find something in those two things to complain about. Once again, people on the left, these liberals, these radicals, have become so anti-Trump that they are literally pro-crime. And you would think that black people would have finally woken up and said, hey, wait a minute. Why is it that these liberals are literally cheering for us to continue to take each other offline? Whoa, this ain't right. But nope, only thing black people are worried about, or liberal black people love to say, like Tiffany Cross, such and such is a white supremacist. Okay. I humbly hope that one day the collective of white people say, yes, slavery happened. Okay, let's move forward. But then you have the race hustlers that are going to say, okay, well, we want us a check. Haven't you thought that maybe the actions of the current black community have proven why reparations has never happened? I'm just saying. Hell, even Dave Chappelle talked about it on the Chappelle Show with the reparations skit. Yeah, the money would go right back to the white people. But that's neither here nor there. Just food for thought. But yeah, gentlemen, you cannot say that we are not living in peak clown world at this point. These people know what they're doing. And yeah, it is absolutely despicable, the things that are going on around the world. But I will say this, and then I'm going to close the video out. There has never been a revolution in which bloodshed did not occur before the people finally snapped. And yeah, the way things are going now, a lot of people are just waiting. They're waiting for that spark. They think that the feminization or the emasculation of men worldwide has been effective. No, if anything, the anger of a lot of men is continuing to boil. And one day there will be an explosion. I hope not, but to end it with John F. Kennedy, those who make peaceful resolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Well, I rambled on long enough. Let me know what you think about this insane clown world that we're living in right now. And for you liberal white women, weak liberal white men, black liberal women, and black weak men, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally clear. The liberal power you think you have, it is eventually going to go out. Feminism, which is actually the biggest root cause of all this insanity, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, one day enough men are finally going to say enough is enough. And when that day happens, boy, stand by to stand by, because like I said, unfortunately, there will be bloodshed. I hope not, but hey, that will be the day of reckoning. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.